When you are FM 103.7, it is always great to hear when we're able to burn coal more efficiently and we're able to use energy more efficiently. One of the ways that that will be happening in the future is by way of the direct carbon fuel cell. And to talk with us about that this morning is from the Newcastle Institute for Energy of Resources. Their chief investigator is Professor Scott Don. Good morning, Scott. This is a very exciting idea that we'll be able to still use coal, but be using it a lot more efficiently. How efficiently?
Well, at the moment, we've developed some lab-based results and upwards of around 80 to 85% efficiency with the use of coal. So that's a significant benefit compared to the existing coal-fired power stations, for example, which operate around 35 to 40% efficiency. So there's certainly a lot of potential, a lot of promise with this particular technique.
Great to have at least some lab-based results there. Now, I do believe that it does take a lot of energy, and a lot of energy is lost in the process of burning coal by itself in producing heat. How would the fuel cell that's being worked on at the moment, how would that counter some of that?
I guess the main reason why, for example, a coal-fired power station is so inefficient is because it has a lot of energy transformation steps that are involved in the overall process to go from, the chemical energy that's in coal all the way through thermal energy, mechanical energy, and then to electrical energy at the end. And as a result of that, it's quite inefficient because each of those steps has its own limited efficiency associated with it. But with the direct carbon fuel cell, really what we're doing is actually transforming the chemical energy in coal into electrical energy in just one step. And intrinsically, that's much more efficient by itself. But again, because there's only one step, it does make it a much more efficient process.
So how exactly does that work, Scott? Can you sort of take us through that, bearing in mind that most of us are not going to be at the level you're at, but how exactly is the fuel cell working to make that happen?
We use basically the same chemical reaction that's involved in a coal-fired power station. So what that is the carbon in coal is essentially oxidized with oxygen to make carbon dioxide, right? That's the basic reaction, and it's unfortunately the reaction that actually leads to all these emissions that that we hear about into the environment. But so what we do is we actually take that reaction and break it down into two individual steps. The first step is the oxidation of carbon to a higher oxidation state. And then the second one is the reduction of oxygen back down to oxide, which combines then with the oxidized carbon to make the CO2. By breaking that down into two steps, we actually essentially harness the energy more much more efficiently, much more effectively, to then make electrical energy from that.
Which, Scott, all sounds very good. Now, can you sort of give us a timeline of when we might be able to see some further developments with this? Because it all sounds pretty exciting.
So we've been working on this project for about 5 years up until this point, and so that's where we've got all our background information available that we have to us. And as a result of that initial work, we had built a pilot-scale cell to test in our lab, and this is where we got some really promising results. And the next round of funding that we've received is to actually build a much larger system. It's now going to be our target here is a 10 kilowatt direct carbon fuel cell. And that's probably around the almost like the community size scale. So if you had a small neighbourhood, you could actually use that amount of power to actually power that neighbourhood.
Well, Scott, we will certainly wait with some great interest. And fingers crossed you can get this over the line and make the producing of coal a little bit more efficient, which is going to be great for the environment and great all around. Scott, thanks for sharing a little bit of your time with us this morning.
No trouble at all.
Professor Scott Don from the Newcastle Institute for Energy and Resources with some interesting developments in relation to the direct carbon fuel cell. Right here this morning on 2NURFM 103.7.